This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
It's brought to you by my friends.
Did you get choked up?
Yeah. I'm a little
DoorDash.
Motion. It's brought to you by my friends at DoorDash. That's right. Download the
DoorDash
app now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer.
DoorDash.
Get more from your neighborhood. Shouts to DoorDash. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I can palm it if it's wet.
And good evening to Don.
I've been to Canada.
And good evening to myself.
Oregoshington.
DoorDash.
And let's not forget,
yay,
the last segment was brought to you by Hawaii and Australia Tourism.
Now, Don, did you appreciate, do you think I'm wrong, or was I completely in the right to say what are
you
we doing right now?
Completely in the right.
All right, now you're saying you were in the right, right? And I just got this tweet from a young lady, Amanda. I don't know about anyone else, but I was fully invested in the trip itinerary. Ron and his wife. I could have listened to that for hours. It's the content I look for from TMKS.
No.
Now, listen, I'm not saying it was bad. It ran its course, and Peter's got work to do. And it was really eating into ENN. So at some point, it's got to end.
No, listen.
And I had no sense that Michael was going to end it.
Now, listen, here's my thing, Don. I could do that all day. All right.
Sure.
I'll do an hour with two random people, a husband and wife. It was like talking to someone's parents because you had the wife talking in the background. I loved it. We could do a whole show of talking to people's parents about their itineraries, and I'd have no problem. But Don, when you think about the things that I've been screamed at before by both of you for just going a little bit too long, and then we're sitting at 6:02 and Michael's going, all right, so then how long's your layover on the way back? I just go, what is happening here?
You know, you're just a mean guy because you heard that Ron was retired.
And no, I enjoyed
it. You automatically
it.
Started to think, well, he's older. I don't like
him.
No, not true
at all. I loved it. I could have done it all day. I'm just saying next time that I spend an extra 10 seconds on a Washington football story and Michael goes, you know, we have a little clock integrity. No one cares about your damn football team. I'm just going to go, let's remember Ron's trip to Hawaii.
That's all he's saying.
All right, guys.
Because we really worry about clock integrity here.
We do.
Especially you.
We care about it on this show.
Yeah.
By the way, Michael, I need you to swing your, stuff.
Excuse me?
I need to, I reached out to Yes to ask them.
I have a big dictionary.
I want to get the whole, we need the whole Brock up on YouTube. And I asked Greek, and I know he'll do if it's in his power to get it done. But if, Michael, if we need someone to make a phone call and go, hey, get this thing on YouTube, I need you to do it because people need to see this whole thing.
That's right.
It'll get hundreds of thousands of views.
None of this best of garbage. Throw the whole thing.
No, we need the whole schmageddon.
Listen, there are a lot of political waters to go through, okay? There's things that the Greek just can't push a button.
Well, that's why I'm asking you to help, because that's the point. Because I know
acknowledging
Greek would push the button if he could, but
I'm
I know
saying a lot of red tape can get cut through by you.
See,
you know, everybody blows up my influence. I'm just a worker bee.
Yeah, okay, the Michael K. Show.
So
I'm saying it, yes.
You're the face of Yes.
Yeah, please, you are Yes.
Can I tell a story out of school?
Please.
I hope not, but...
We'll see how it goes. That there was, like, legit concerns about putting the show on Yes, because they're like, we don't want to have Michael 24/7. Guess what? They got Michael 24/7. How's it working out? Terrific.
Everyone loves it.
I want you on that Sports Money show. I want you on Israeli Basketball Today.
I wanted to be on that at one point.
I want you on...
the golf show?
I think we're good.
NYCFC,
whatever you're doing there.
With Ian Joy, yeah, and Joe Tomlinson.
And Tali, puts you right there, third person.
I would also like a spot on the golf show.
Yes, everybody would.
I think what they got going with the golf show is perfect. I wouldn't touch it.
You wouldn't? Okay.
Metaphorically.
Let's go to we love the golf show. We just love it. It's weird because Don doesn't love golf, but he loves that show.
That's one golfer he would not throw out of his backyard.
I need you to swing your stuff. That tournament, if it was happening in Don's backyard, he'd say, you know what, Nancy? I'm in
a lawn chair ordering food.
You know, Soul Man Murph brings a great tweet to the proceedings.
Okay.
He said that was one of the greatest calls in K-Show history. Even the clock man, Michael K., wasn't going to cut off such a sweet family moment. Have a heart, Rosenberg Radio.
No, that
could have been Mindy and MJ.
Andrew, can you help defend me here? That's not what I'm saying. I loved them, but you understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Right. It was a little bit out of character for Michael to keep it going as long as he did.
I just said, and also because I knew that there had to be some people out there going, what the hell's going on here? And
you know what? Our boss loved it.
Who's that?
Ryan Hurley, our PD.
Really? He enjoyed it.
He said that was like a family time combo, not a stitch of sports. That was fun. Just wanted to talk to you guys.
I mean, listen, I loved it too. I say we do it every day, 5 o'clock.
Ron Show?
Yeah.
Instead of the Don Show?
We just do the Ron Show. I would love that. All right, guys, let's get into some ENN. We should talk a little sports today. Russell Westbrook having a spicy exchange with a reporter yesterday. I don't know if you guys know this.
No, things are the story.
Well, things aren't going great for the Lakers. Do you know that?
Stink.
No.
So let's hear Russell getting into it with a reporter about Lakers expectations.
Has it been difficult for you to process the fact that it hasn't happened the way you guys envisioned it, and you guys there have been blowouts, there have been boos, there's been everything that, you know, probably everything's the opposite of what you envisioned. Has that been hard for you, especially considering your stature, your credentials, to absorb?
Question's too long.
What did I envision?
I suppose I would imagine some wins.
Oof.
I mean, you say based on what I envisioned, I want to know what you think I envisioned.
You envisioned coming here and winning a championship, or at least being in a position.
Is the season over?
It certainly isn't on.
Is the season over?
No, sir.
Thank you. So what did you envision? Since you spoke for me, I want to know what you thought I envisioned.
I mean, I've been at every press conference you've had this year, and you've talked about, especially at the beginning, when you talked about what this could look like. Obviously, you envisioned a successful season. It, to your point, sure, could still happen. But where you guys are trending right now, it hasn't.
You still asked my question.
Russ.
Yeah, you said you envisioned this to be a certain way. I want to know what you...
Did you envision it to look like this?
I had no expectations.
He's being an asshole.
He goes on. Let's hear him explaining the no expectation.
I had no expectations. See? That's why you don't know what I envision. I had no expectations. I come into every situation the same. Last 4 years of me, I've been on different teams 4 times. So my envision of kind of think everything gonna be peaches and cream, I don't. That's not realistic. That's not life. So for me, I come into every situation, start from ground zero and try to figure it out along the way. I have no expectations of how things will work, how many times I had a ball, what position I'm gonna play. That's literally, I just try to find ways to best help my teammates, and that's about it.
Can I just add before you guys, he was absolutely a nozzle. But, man, when you hear him say that, a player of his ilk, 4 years, 4 different teams.
Yeah, maybe he should look in the mirror.
Well, I agree with you 100%, but I do feel for the guy. He is a phenomenal – I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a great player who is just not the same guy. And I imagine these situations are very hard for him. But I agree with you. Tough spot to put the reporter in whose question was totally reasonable.
But long. I mean, the reporter – was burying himself everywhere. You can't have long questions. For all you young, aspiring journalists out there, ask the question quick and get out. Don't go meandering. Your question gets lost.
Here's the formula. The longer the question, the shorter the answer.
Right, because you're going to get a nozzle go, no.
Right.
That's what they do.
But come on. I mean, he's got to be a little fair, though, Michael. He could not have expected this.
Well, for him to say he has no expectations, that's a lie. Every player has an expectation for their team.
Especially when you're joining the Los Angeles Lakers
and LeBron.
LeBron James. You basically came by LeBron's request. LeBron wasn't like, hey, let's come play with me and we'll see what happens. LeBron wanted him because he thought it would help him win a championship. And now here they are in the play-in, getting blown out every single night. I mean, it's really been an embarrassing season for them. Even with AD out, I mean, that's just, you know, they should be better than this. Don't say you just walk into any situation with zero expectations. Come on, that's unfair.
I think I'm going to do a YouTube series of media training. I think that could make some money.
Well, especially interviewing, because you're great at it.
I really am tremendous at interviewing.
And
I'm
it's
not good
amazing
much else,
to but... me. And listen, I can take or leave myself. I think Peter's very good and Michael's the best. But there are people in this business making lots of money that are making just like common mistakes with the interviews.
Yeah.
That just, come on.
You know, you know what my least favorite question is,
though? Oh, is talk a little bit about.
Talk about. Well, no. Talk about what? You ask me a question, clown. Talk about.
You've made me hate that.
Oh, it's lazy.
But it does happen sometimes.
It happens all the time.
No. But I mean, even avoiding it, I can still end up there, and it's hard because you're like, you want to hear them tell you about a specific experience. But you're right. What you need to do is think about how to ask about that experience. I mean, you could argue though, saying what was that like, is just as bad as talk about.
No, it's not. It's a question. You can't ask a question without a question mark at the end of it.
All right.
Talk about.
I hear you.
Again, it's not the end of the world, but
it's not
ideal. It's something you would think when you get to a certain level that you've already weeded out.
I know players hate it. I'm just telling you from a player's perspective. They despise it because they said, this guy's not prepared.
Oh, well, and also remember, that's a different – Michael also brings another thing to this conversation, which is that you specifically know what the scrum is like that we just listened to.
Right.
Because the scrum for players, when they're being forced to talk after a terrible game, they just lost by 21 points to their hometown rivals. That situation is different than, say, you're sitting with someone in the studio having a conversation in terms of what you're trying to get from them. So saying talk about in that setting is different.
Because here's...
It's extra bad.
Here's what I found in the scrum. You don't have to ask a question. No, there's no obligation. Now, I have to ask a question if it's just a one-on-one interview. After a game, they bring us a player. Got it. I have to ask a question. But if there's 15 reporters around...
Right,
and I'm going to stick my microphone, jump everybody else to ask a question, it better be a good one because I don't have to ask one.
Right, you can still get quotes.
And if I'm going to jump the other 14 reporters and say, talk a little bit about what happened today, well, then what are you doing? You didn't have anything. So you didn't have anything, don't ask.
Message to Ron. I just got a text from Jarv. I'll be happy to play tour guide for any friend of the show in Sydney.
Oh, there you go.
Wow, look at this.
I think, you know what? You know I don't like people for the most part,
sure,
right?
For the most part, yes.
I really do like Jarv. I think he's a legitimately great mate.
He seems like a legitimately nice guy.
Right, and if I went to Australia, I'd want to spend a day with him. And I don't like to spend time with anybody.
That is true.
I'd rather be alone.
But no, he's done a lot for this show. He seems like he's a fun individual. I follow him on Twitter other than... just for the picks and everything. He just seems like a genuinely good human being.
Yeah. I like him. Please go on, Peter.
Thank you very much. Now, quick.
Talk about.
Quick. Let me talk about the combine for a moment.
Let me think about it. No.
Mel Kiper in his last.
Wait, this is Mel Kiper Jr.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about his father.
Right.
I don't know the man. But Mel Kiper Jr. Projected in the last mock draft that the Giants might select Kayvon Thibodeau.
Tom Thibodeau.
What is he, Andrew, wide receiver?
No. Pass rusher.
Pass rusher. Ah, yes, of course. And the interesting piece here is hearing Thibodeau, the pass rusher who could go to the New York Giants, talking about his interview session with the New York Giants.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've talked to the Giants. We had a great interview. They were kind of on me, you know. They were giving me a hard time. But, you know, I feel like it was like that Big Brother moment where they give you a hard time because they're interested in you and they like you. So, for me, you know, just showing them that, you know, I'm really a guy. I grew up in a big city, so a big city is nothing new to me, right? Just give me a hard time, you know, like when you bring up, you know, what's going to happen if I'm not the star, you know, coming in five games in if I don't have a sack. This is one thing we talked about. And, you know, the media is going to be down on me. You know, everybody's going to be – I'm going to be in the doghouse. You know, how am I going to hold that? And I let them know, like, I've been in the media since I was a sophomore in high school, you know. So I've been trained for this my whole life, and I know that most of it is entertainment, right? So I'm not really worried because whatever happens between the four walls of the team and the organization is what's going to dictate the future. And if I have five bad games, we're going to focus on that next week on how we're going to, you know, dominate the team, you know, that's next.
Well, he certainly sounds like a kid who's capable of having a good conversation.
Yeah, it sounds good. Wouldn't that be funny if they drafted him, he becomes a star? And who would have thought, like, last year that there'd be a Thibodeau that was huge for New York and it not be
That is pretty.
The big head coach.
Now, just so you know, though, his he has an X at the end of his.
Oh,
Thibodeau.
Sure, that changes everything.
No, that means he's probably from New Orleans.
Probably. Yeah. Now, the combine is on the screen here because I work at ESPN, so we have, you know, TVs sports. That just have random sports on
TV.
So the combine's on. Is there anything dumber than watching these 40s? I mean, watching some of these linemen run 40s, you don't even feel like you're watching athletes. And by the way, I'm not saying that like they're not faster than me. I'm just saying what it looks like on TV.
Well, yesterday you saw some amazing 40s.
Don, I'm glad you said that. In fact, 8 wide receivers posted 40-yard dash times under 4.4 seconds. Which, by the way, receivers running the 40 is one of the only things I really care about at the combine. I don't, you know?
Make sure you catch the ball, though.
You got to catch the ball.
There's a new sponsored event that they're doing there.
Please.
They have a door at the end of the 40 yards.
It's called the DoorDash.
Yeah. Yeah.
DoorDash.
Did Eisen do his 40 yet?
I don't think so. I have not seen it.
Rich?
He raised a lot of money doing
that. Yeah.
So he now does it every year?
Yeah.
Every year.
I'd love to race him.
I think it's at some age he's got to stop.
DoorDash.
But he's not near that age.
Well, he's got, well, what is he? He's probably like 55?
I
think he's actually younger than me.
Is he really?
I think so. I'm going to look
this
up.
I'll check it out right now. You don't have to worry about it. I got it.
Let's
1969 he was born.
Yeah, so I'm older than him. I'd still run. I mean, I'm not good at I can't do it anymore. My knees are bad.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's do a little bit more on the Giants here.
Do it,
because there's
a lot
happening with this football team. Let me talk. I want to talk some about Saquon, and I want Ian Rappaport to talk about Saquon and also about Bradberry.
Saquon Barkley is not expected to be traded. Doesn't seem like teams have called. Doesn't seem like he has listened. If they have. I don't believe Saquon's going anywhere. It's really more of a grander point if you have to consider everything if you're trying to get your football team better. One player who may end up getting traded, certainly will be the subject of trade calls, is James Bradberry, the big-ticket free agent from several years ago, still playing at a very high level, due $13 million. He is expected to be a player that teams are going to call on, and potentially the Giants will listen. Now, he's due a big salary. He's in the last year of his contract. But he is at a position of need for so many teams, still playing well. I would not be surprised if Bradberry is on the move in some form or fashion with the Giants.
Oh, it's one of the worst things about a team that's trying to find its footing and is in cap hell because you're tempted to move a contract like Bradberry. But, man, Don, he's one of the best players on the team.
It's awful. That's what's bad about the cap. You can't keep your best players.
Right. No, but he didn't have a great year last year. Much better first year with the Giants. But, yeah, that's somebody that you would think you'd want to keep and build around. But if you got – you're in cap hell.
So here's what I think we need to do. Donald has to get the pregame together.
This is an outrage, by the way. Outrage.
What do you mean?
He missed 7 days on the show, and now he's bolting a half hour early. He's Michael Boog, Bolton.
Bye. Well, I thought you could have maybe – fit the Rangers in, but somebody didn't think so. So I got to go to a 10:50. That's all.
So Don, we're gonna say goodbye to you. We're gonna take a quick break, and then come back. We got to talk about a bunch of things, including the farewell to Coach K, Michael.
Well, I'll be with you in spirit. Is that good enough?
That's fantastic. So we'll continue, Ian, and on the other side, it's brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. The Hennessy Playmaker, the Hennessy Triple Double, all made with Hennessy VS. Go to Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA, always enjoy it responsibly.
The snark just tweeted, talk about your trip to Australia. We'll be back in just a moment right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're in the middle of ENN.
That's right. And if you are late to the program,
shame on you.
Shame on you. We had a great time with Brock Lesnar earlier. You can check out the podcast. Andrew, the podcast already up, right? It is already up and available. But here's a highlight. This is Brock telling us. Michael asked him if he's scared of anything. And here was Brock's story about something that happened to him recently. Have you ever been intimidated by a person?
Never.
Like, do you realize how nuts that is, though, Brock? As you don't know what it's like to see another man that makes you go, oh, this guy is not someone I want a problem with.
I've never
87 Tyson.
Maybe when I was younger, like younger, maybe like a kid, but you know, the senior in high school, maybe.
Right.
Not as a grown man, no.
Never.
I'll take it back. Like last fall, like I did get a little spooked by a bull moose.
Wait, what happened? Hold on.
I got charged a little bit in the bush and by a bull moose.
And what did you do?
Well, for a second I got a little flustered. I got a little flustered, but then I contained myself and I shot him.
So, did you eat him?
Yes.
Delicious?
The moose meat's the best.
I think
moose meat.
If he was a regular on our show, I think there was a drop there when he said he got me in the bush or one of those things. But go listen to the whole Brock Lesnar. And, of course, Brock will be fighting tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. Tickets at Ticketmaster. But we continue on.
Now, you're going to see some of the video of it on Twitter. But if you want to see the entire interview, then you have to go to the Yes app.
So it'll be, you can get the piece on our Twitter. I think it's about 10 minutes long. But if you want the full thing, the Yes app.
Right.
Tickets, speaking of tickets, none available for Coach K's farewell game at Cameron Indoor. That is the hottest ticket on earth.
I would like to be there.
Yeah, I'd love to boo.
Oh, what a jerk.
It'll be this final game at Cameron Indoor. It will be against North Carolina. The cheapest tickets on Vivid Seats are going for $3,400, with reports of some of the best seats on the market going for more than $50,000.
Well, it's such a small place.
All 208 of Krzyzewski's former players have been invited back for the game.
Kyrie Irving can't go. I think you have to be vaccinated.
Now, I wonder how many will come back, and I wonder how many guys who are active in the NBA but are off on Sunday will come back.
I wonder if Zion comes
Saturday,
back.
Sorry. Yeah, like, well Zion, he should be available.
It'd be cool if some of his Olympic players came.
Not to mention for Zion, I heard the hot dogs at Cameron Indoor are amazing. I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
That is
hot dog! I'm just kidding. I will tell you, as much as I despise everything about Duke, I would love to go to a game at Cameron Indoor. And it seems like it'll never be the same again. You know? This is truly, no matter how you feel about Coach K, Michael, when we talk all-time runs as a coach in sports, where is he?
Well, he's got to be in the top five, right? Lombardi, Belichick,
Wooden?
I think that what he's done is more impressive than Wooden.
But is Wooden not also in the top five?
I don't know. I don't know if, you know, the circumstances take him out of the top five. You know, he kept all of his players all 4 years, and there were no one and duns, and Krzyzewski like kind of changed the way he coached. So pretty darn special. I think he might be ahead of Wooden.
I'm trying to think of who else is even in the.
I think Buck Showalter.
Of course. Pat Summitt.
Yeah.
What's his face at Connecticut? Whose name I'm forgetting right now.
Jim Calhoun.
No. Gino Auriemma.
Yes.
Gino could be there. What about Nick Saban?
Nick Saban has to be up there too.
I mean, Bear Bryant's a big one. Lou Holtz?
No. Stop it.
But he was legendary.
Benny Agbayani. Al Groh. You want to throw him in?
Ed Hospodar.
Bobby Knight. If you know, it didn't end well, but well, he was a pretty good coach.
I don't. Is Bobby Knight light years above Lou Holtz?
Yes. Dean Smith.
Dean Smith is certainly worth having in the conversation. But let's be realistic. We've now thrown out a lot of names. Coach K's number one with a bullet.
He's not. He can't say he's better than Belichick and Lombardi.
No, but you could say in college sports he's number one.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
And I do think his run is more impressive than Belichick.
So I was writing for the Post, and I covered a Duke game down in North Carolina.
Okay.
And I sent it. You know, you have these big computers that you'd have to carry around, and I sent the story. And the first time I mentioned Krzyzewski, I said Coach Mike K, and then in parentheses, just for the editor as a goof, I got no relation. They didn't take it out. It ran in the paper.
Well, what paper?
The Post.
Yeah, but it's because the Post is a joke.
You know what? I will come down there and I'll split your head open.
No,
just
the Post,
like Lesnar.
The Post sports page is tremendous, but the Post is open to things like that. That's not completely out of character. Come on.
But I didn't write it to be printed. I wrote it as a goof for the editors to laugh.
Well,
you
should know. You treat words as tools, as weapons. You should, of all people, not even pretended to do that. You should be sickened with yourself.
I am, to this day. Did you see what Charles Barkley said about Aaron Rodgers?
No, but I want to hear that. But first, let's stay on Coach K for 1 second.
I'm sorry.
Let's hear from Coach K talking about John Shire.
You know, I don't own the program. It's been mine for 42 years, and Duke owns the program, and he's going to be the new leader, and I'll be there in whatever way I can raise money and whatever, but not to coach or any. People have said that, like you want to maintain. I don't want any control. I want to do the things that I have sacrificed doing to do what I love, and they're worth it. They were worth every second. But I don't want to do that. I don't want to make those sacrifices anymore.
I have to call him out for one thing, though.
Go ahead.
Then why'd you submarine Tommy Amaker?
Right.
Doesn't make sense, right?
Not really.
Because if you don't want to have any influence on the program, then why wouldn't you let one of your original guys get the job who was offered it and wanted it? So you have total influence over the program. You got Shire hired.
Let's hear, on the flip side, let's hear Jason Tatum on the Old Man and the Three pod telling a funny story about Coach K.
Coach K had back surgery in like January of my freshman year. I think he missed like 6 or 7 games, and Jeff Capel was the coach at the time. And we lost to North Carolina State at home. They had Dennis Smith Jr., but they were terrible. After the game, coach or one of the assistants sent out a mass text and was like, everybody come to Coach K house right now. So after the game, we all go to his house and we walk in and he got like 3 rows of 5 chairs, 15 chairs. He sits in the front, we all sit down, and he literally goes down the line, like tells all of us about ourselves. And he basically told me that I should just leave, commit for the draft now. Like, I don't want to be here. All you care about is the NBA. Like, he was just going down the line. We all leave and we get another text and was like, be at the locker room at 6 o'clock. In the morning. So I'm like, damn, like we're gonna have to run. We get to the locker room and there's 2 trash bags at all of our locker. And the assistant coach was like, take everything out your locker. Like, don't leave anything. I got 2 trash bags. I'm walking in my car. I put them in my trunk. We got practice at 1:45. We try to go to the locker room and there's a code. And the code has been changed. So essentially we're locked out the locker room and we go practice and there's a pile of white t-shirts and these navy blue shorts. And we damn near played football for 2.5 hours, diving on the floor, hitting each other. We couldn't use our showers. We had to shower back at our room. And the freshmen had to wash all the t-shirts and shorts for like the next 3 days.
A little Bobby Knight in them.
I wonder how many stories like that there are over the years.
He was he went to Army. You know, I mean, that's Knight was unbearable at Army. And then when Krzyzewski got the job, that's how he coached.
What was the what did you want to tell us about Charles Barkley?
Oh, so Barkley was on with Waddle and Sylvie in Chicago, and he talked about Aaron Rodgers, and he said Aaron Rodgers is a pretty girl that you have to tell is pretty every single day.
It's a good way of putting it.
Perfect way to put it.
Right. It's one thing for those of us who are repugged to need to be told we're pretty every day. Right. It's another thing when you're already gorgeous.
Right. You don't have to tell Jennifer Aniston she's beautiful every day.
Right. And no one needs to tell Aaron Rodgers that he's the best quarterback in the world every
day.
But
he needs it.
But he needs it.
He needs it.
Now, I will be locked in after I check. After I go to the WWE at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night when I get home, I'll be locked into ESPN pay-per-view for Jorge Masvidal and Kobe Covington. Him and Colby have quite the relationship.
Masvidal.
Former best friends who now absolutely hate each other. And they will be the main event at UFC 272. They both weighed in at 170.5 pounds for the fight.
That's what I weighed in today with 1 foot off the scale.
170.5.
1 foot off.
Covington is ranked number 4 currently and Masvidal 10 in the UFC welterweight division. That will do it for ENN on this very special Friday edition of The Case Show.
Wow. This has been some show. Let's finish it up with your phone calls. 1-800-919.
Trip itineraries only, please.
76. We'll take your phone calls and we'll lead you. What is it? It's, the Weekend Wager with Anita Marks. Oh, that's a must listen. That leads you right into the Knicks coverage at 9:30. So we're coming back right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.